Jim and Marjorie now.
96.9 Boston Talks.
7:48 in the morning, 38 degrees going down to 37. That's pretty crummy, but it's mostly sunny, breezy, and all that sort of stuff. We're joined on the phone, as we are every Friday, by Carl from New Hampshire, giving us a weekend preview of Greater Boston. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Marjorie. What's going on?
Well, what's going on with you, Carl?
Now, I have a question before we begin, Carl.
Oh, good.
If you don't get invited to a Super Bowl party in New Hampshire like in Massachusetts, are
good
you just
question.
Kind of a big loser?
I hope not, because I have yet to be invited to a Super Bowl party.
Well, I think that proves Marjorie's point, if you know what I mean.
Just checking on
you.
That.
Thank you for getting me all unsettled before I have to do my weekend preview.
So other than watching the Super Bowl and preparing to watch the Super Bowl, which really has to start sort of this morning, if you need a temporary distraction, what's going on this weekend?
I'll tell you what's going on. Jay Giles, Jeff Pichel, and Jerry Bodewin at Scholar's Jazz Club tomorrow night.
Well, that's pretty good.
Listen to this. Producer, writer, and sports car renovation expert, Jay Giles.
He is?
Wow.
Yeah, I think your career is probably on the wane when you have to start throwing stuff like that in. I mean, what's next? And now also a master plumber, Jay Giles. Seems like a weird thing to add to the billing to me.
That's Scholar. Yeah. Scholar's a pretty good place. That's not horrible. And by the way, the web address for all of the things that Carl shares with you is on the Jim and Marjorie page on 969bostontalks.com, so you can check it out.
Here's another strange billing. Javier Colon comes through for U Tour at the Berkeley Performance Center tonight, 7:30 p.m., best known for winning NBC's The Voice.
Wow.
Also known for bad tour names. I'm not sure if your last name is Colon that you want the name of your tour to contain words like through and you.
Now,
so
Carl, Carl.
Winding would also be poor choices. What?
What did you say this guy's name is again?
Javier Colon.
Well, that's better. It was, you originally said Javier Colon. It's probably Javier Cologne. Do you understand that? It's probably like a Latino.
Yeah, but I'm from New Hampshire, so we're more like Javier Colon.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
Javier Colon.
Where's that again? I wasn't paying attention.
Berkeley.
Yeah, Javier Colon.
Okay, that's fine. It's a Berkeley good. Okay, what else you got going?
Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
Also tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Wheelock Family Theater, directed by the great James Byrne.
He is good. He's really good. Jimmy Byrne.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy Byrne.
Yeah.
Hey, this is worth the trip just to see the flying monkeys. You know, a lot of people don't know it takes years and years to grow their wings. They're raised at a top secret lab out in Los Alamos and just in Boston for the weekend. So, hey, let's hope none of them get loose. That would be.
I love the Wheelock Family Theater, I must say.
It's actually a great, it is a great
very
thing.
Very partial to it.
I am partial to it, too. What else? Because none of these are appealing at all. What's next?
Well, you're going to like this one.
What is it?
Probably my favorite. Geckos. Tails to Topaz.
Oh, I like that. I like
that. Yeah, it's Geckos, Tails to Topaz. Listen to this, Marjorie. Tomorrow at the Museum of Science. Now, listen to this billing. This is verbatim. Bulging eyes, night vision, sticky toe pads, squawking voices, and disposable body parts.
Oh!
Now, that could also be used to describe a New Hampshire swingers party or my divorce proceeding. For that part. Disposable body parts. I didn't know that.
Geckos a little like the insurance company?
Yeah, geckos are little reptile-y what kind of things.
Did you know they had sticky toe pads?
Actually, I did. What?
Did you know that they have disposable body parts?
I didn't know. I assume that means do they regenerate or something? That's probably what it means.
I don't know.
I think that's what they mean, but it makes it clearer why they use this gecko as an insurance company mascot, that's for sure.
That Museum of Science is another great place. You know, these are great institutions. Museum of Science, Scholars.
They're great institutions,
Berkeley,
Jim.
Wheelock Family.
We never would have known that
it's
without
great.
You.
Do you have anything with food you can share with us or not?
Yeah, a couple things. The Pawtuckaway Open and Chili Cook-Off. This is a great fundraiser for Fred's Fund, started by a guy who lost his son to lymphoma.
Oh.
Fredsfund.org. Yeah, pretty sad story. And they do this charity every year. Former Boston Bruin Lyndon Byers will be attending this year. Fredsfund.org. And also the Burrito Bowl.
What's that?
At the Poe's Kitchen at the Rattlesnake.
Mm.
And Boston chefs compete against the reigning burrito champ.
Who's that?
Jose.
Javier Colon, is it?
No, it's not Javier Colon. It's Jose Buarque.
It is?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Jim.
Well,
that could be fun.
From your old stomping ground.
So they all make burritos, and then people judge which one's the best.
I get to try a whole bunch of different burritos. Bring lots of water, handy wipes, and incense. That would be. Now they didn't put that in. That was just my.
These sound excellent. Yeah. Now, where are you watching the Super Bowl, and with whom?
I'm not sure I'll be watching. I'm not a big football guy, and
you're not.
My kids are Giants fans, but
why are your kids Giants
fans? What kind of man are you, Carl?
Because my wife is from New Jersey, and she's brainwashed them into rooting for Yankees and Giants. So I really can't even be home when there's any kind of sporting event.
Speaking of not home, are you performing anywhere? Knowing you, you're probably performing at 6:30 Sunday night somewhere. What are you doing?
God, I wish I was. I'll be at the Blue Rhino in Newport, Rhode Island tonight.
Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah, the Blue Rhino.
Good for you.
Anytime you need to name a comedy club, just pick a color and an animal, and there you go.
How do people at the Blue Rhino in Newport, Rhode Island know of you? I mean, what is that about?
I went down there and just slept in their parking lot for 2 or 3 days. And they finally said, look, we'll give you a spot if you promise to leave Saturday morning.
That is you. Okay, Carl,
he's on the circuit. What? He's on the comedy circuit now, Jim. He's made it into the big leagues.
Okay, yeah. Carl.
Congratulations, Carl.
You do know who the two teams are, yes?
Yeah, the Giants and the
Patriots.
Bruins?
Patriots. Okay, fine. Now, Carl, here's the question. We've got a prediction from every one of our regulars, and sadly, you're a regular as well. What's your prediction for Super Bowl 46, please?
41-12 Patriots.
41.
Okay, Chris Collins, I hope you're listening.
41-12.
That is pathetic.
41-12 Patriots. So you're at the Blue Rhino. What's that?
Sounds more like a basketball score. Yeah, I'm at Catch a Rising Star next Thursday in Providence. So.
Wow.
He's huge.
This is unbelievable.
He's multi-state now.
Do you ever mention us, I'm serious, in any of your performances?
You know what? I do mention you, and I want you to know, honest to God, the place I was at last week in Nashua, a gentleman came up after the show and said he came specifically because he had heard me mention it on my Friday morning spot on your show.
Oh,
there you go.
That is so touching.
You guys are well loved up here, believe me.
We're huge. Huge in New Hampshire.
One of us is. Okay, Carl, it's been a pleasure. Go Pats. 41-12. Carl from New Hampshire. See him at the Blue Rhino in Newport, Rhode Island tonight. See you, Carl. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Carl, as always. A great report. Thank you very much, Carl.
We should next week when Carl's on. We're actually doing a fundraising event with Carl for a wonderful cause.
Yes, we are.
Late in February in New Hampshire. We really want you all to come. So remind us, Matt or John, if you can. Next Friday when Carl's with us, we'll tell you about what's happening in late February with Carl, us, and a bunch of great comedians.